Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?
Broadcasting live from Houston, Texas, and around the world.
And around the world.
TV host, best-selling author, and radio personality Brad Gilmore brings you a collection of conversations with stars from movies.
Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, how are you?
The legendary Mr. Christopher Lloyd. Christopher, how are we doing?
I'm doing good. Great introduction.
Television.
Jimmy Fallon joins us this morning. Jimmy, how you doing, my friend?
Good morning. Thank you so much, Brad, for having me. I appreciate this, bud.
Kelly Ripa.
Brad, thank you for having me.
Comedy.
Jay Leno joins us. Jay, how you doing?
Hey, Brad, what's going on?
Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias.
Good morning.
Music.
Lola Monroe.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The legendary frontman of AC/DC, Brian Johnson, joins us right now. Brian, how you doing?
Good morning, Brad. Lucky to talk to me, funny lad.
Grammy Award winner Maya joins us.
How are you?
And more.
And more.
This is the collection. Now your host, the Boat.
And he joins us right now. We're talking about Come Out Fighting, the World War II thriller starring my guest at this time, out in theaters and on demand. On May the 19th, Tyrese Gibson is here with us. Tyrese, man, I appreciate your time, brother.
No problem, man.
Hey, let's talk about the movie. I mean, this is about the Black Panthers, an unofficial rescue mission during World War II. What about this story drew you to it, and were you aware of it before you got the script?
No, I wasn't. I just want to tell you, thank you for having me on the airwave, man. I appreciate the stage and the opportunity to make people aware of this movie, both of these movies. I Come Out Fighting and Fast 10, both dropping on Friday, which is kind of crazy. But, yeah, you know, this film for me, man, was a real special treat because not often in my 2 minutes of acting that I've had an opportunity to actually play a role of someone who actually lived, not a fabricated character. This was like a real guy. And, you know, it comes with a real responsibility along with, you know, real pressure to try and get it right. And, you know, wasn't a payday for me, no money there. It was really just like, wow, like I got an opportunity to step into the role of a living war hero who served our country and was a part of this Black battalion of soldiers who all did whatever it took to look out and protect each other, which are, you know, are just a lot of African-American legends, stories that just never get told. So yeah, it was really cool to do it. And you know, for all of the surviving family members that's gonna see it, you know, I was really just thinking about them. Like I hope they feel like I did right by their great great grandfather, you know? So yeah, man, it was really cool. And I hope to do more of those type of roles.
Well, you know, I think the story is, like you said, it's so important and it's awesome to actually have it be told on the big screen. I feel like with any project, Tyrese, whether that be for you, for film, music, or what have you, we carry one thing from that experience into the next one that we have. For you in this movie, Come Out Fighting, what's the one thing you're going to take from this experience into your next endeavor?
You know, fortunately for me, man, no two situation is ever the same. You know, I don't, only thing I could do is say, man, I learned a lot from that experience, and I hope to take things up to the next level after this. I don't really know, man. My brain don't really function that way. I just show up. I deal with a lot of people like, oh, he's a big superstar to do all the box office movies, so he's probably going to get here and not take this role serious. And I deal with other things. So, and then they're on the set looking at me like, damn, he really taking this thing serious? And I'm like, yeah, because this role and opportunity could have went to anybody but me. So now that I'm here, let me do the best I can, especially when they have surviving family members of an actual war hero served our country. So I love what I do. I take it pretty serious, and I don't always hit it out the park, but I wake up every day and I try at it, you know, really hard to do my best.
Well, I think that's what's awesome about you, man. Whether it's been in film or in music, anytime I've seen Tyrese in anything, I can tell that you're giving it all. Like, you don't believe in phoning anything in. You know what I mean? You feel like you go at it 110%. That's why I'm excited about Come Out Fighting. I really want to feel this story, and I know that you're going to bring it on the big screen. I mean, where did you get that kind of quality from to always bring it like you do?
I think if you've ever lived through the level of vile, evil, dysfunctional South Central LA stuff and challenges that I've had to see and live through throughout my childhood, if working hard at being talented and working hard at your craft is going to help you to not ever have to be homeless or revert back to the life that I lived, that's all I need. Money doesn't motivate me at this point because I've made a lot of it over the last 20 years. So when I wake up every single day and I'm out working most, it's because I really love what I do. If you can make a certain amount of money and then get complacent and relaxed and kind of fall back, well, I don't have to work as hard as I did in the beginning, and that's your choice. But I know that broke and homeless and, you know, foreclosure and not being able, you know, getting your cars repossessed, I know this stuff is very real for a lot of people, because I've seen it happen. I thank God it never happened to me, but I can't relax and be like, ah, it's time for me to kick my feet up, you know. They always say that if you stay at home, you'll lose your home. So I'm always out, man, hustling, just trying to keep it all afloat, while thanking God the whole time that it's still happening. So, yeah.
And well, God's blessed you, brother. I mean, to have these two huge movies coming out the same day, Roman Pierce, everybody loves Roman Pierce. We never get tired of seeing him. And then you have a tour coming up for all your music. And I know you're working on an album. About Roman, though, why do you think that people always want to come back to these Fast and Furious movies and they never seem to get tired of them?
Fast and the Furious, as most fans would describe it, it's like a holiday at this point, you know? Like a year without Fast and the Furious is like a year without Memorial Day. You know, I mean, you know, it's not not equating Memorial Day specifically. Please, no one email me. But
I feel you.
It's like Labor Day. It's like, you know, it's tradition, and it's been around for over 20 years. And, you know, I feel like if you were in elementary or junior high school when you seen your first Fast, that was 23 years ago. You're now an adult. You might probably married. You probably got kids, probably got grandkids. And so now it's a family fun movie, and y'all can sit there and just binge watch all of them. And then when you go to the theater, you get to take your wife and your girl with you, the husband, the son, the kids, and everybody shows up. And there's something going on in this movie that everybody loves. And I play my little part. I'm the humor. I crack my jokes and make sure that everybody's still having a good time. And, you know, it's kind of a formula that works. And, I mean, and even though we're in the movie, we can't believe that the fans love it as much as they do. But, you know, we praise God for it because we've seen a lot of huge major stars making 20-plus million a movie. And because you got 10 stars on the billing, doesn't mean that people are going to show up to watch it in the theater. So it's really cool to be a part of something because while we're working on it, it feels like we're working on something that people are really anticipating. And then when the trailer comes out and you see it's a billion views, you're like, oh, my God, this thing is never going to go away. I think my kids are going to end up in the next Fast and Furious. So like, it's generational at this point, for real.
It really is, man. Well, God bless you, brother. And I love that you're bringing this Come Out Fighting to the screen in theaters May 19th and on demand, Fast 10. He's got music dates all here in Florida and Georgia and Alabama all coming up. Tyrese Gibson, thank you so much for blessing me with some of your time, brother.
Hey, man, I appreciate you. Make sure you guys listen and download my single. It's entitled I Don't Think You Ever Loved Me, featuring Lenny Kravitz.
Wow.
It's the most vulnerable and honest song I've ever released in my life. It means the world to me. If y'all can play it on the airwaves and have all the fans, you know, call in and request my song. I haven't dropped a song or an album in 10 years. A new album is entitled Beautiful Pain, and it's the most important album I've ever done in my life because it's all about an unexpected divorce that I'm in the middle of going through right now. So I Don't Think You Ever Loved Me, featuring Lenny Kravitz, Apple, Spotify, you name it. Definitely want y'all to hear it, man. Again, I appreciate you having me on, sir.
Hurry up, tape running out.